Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Middle of the week, March Madness is here. Chances are you're not paying attention at work or even staring at any emails right now. You got the games on. I understand it. Delco, who do we got tonight? We had Howard on last night, and then Virginia was the worst game of all time. It was the worst game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I told you.
I know you did. I know you did. Okay, you don't have to keep fucking reminding me. All right?
I fucking told you.
Yeah, I understand that. Who do we got today?
Wait, here? Did Virginia lose?
Off, like horrifically. They scored just 42 fucking points.
Damn, my bracket's busted already. Just kidding.
You had Virginia going all the way?
No.
They had 14 points total in the first half. Good it was Lord. The worst. 15% shooting. It was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. But everybody's partying out there. We're getting ready for March Madness. The brackets, filling them out, all that other shit. Enjoy it, fuck faces. Let's rage today. You know me, after 2 o'clock here, Central, on Wednesdays, well, that's when I start drinking. And I'm giving it a go right now. Quick recap on yesterday. Tulsi Gabbard was on. Great show. We got a ton of DMs from you guys. And I wanted to answer a couple of your questions at the top here. First of all, we have no knowledge, inside knowledge, if she's going to be VP.
But we would like to announce that she is running as the VP. No idea.
We ended up hanging out with her and her husband afterwards. Great lady. And it was like Dan said, you know, regarding some of her stances on issues. You know, you can ask people to change. We'll see if it actually happens. That's the other part. Some people, only a couple, were shocked. They were like, oh, man, I'm surprised Dan didn't go harder. To that response, I say, we're not really a gotcha show. One. Two, I don't think if you can sit there and have a conversation with people in a calm manner, nobody's going to take you fucking seriously.
Yeah. I really don't know what people expect. I mean, we've had people on before where it's gotten heated before, but, you know, not because of me.
Right. The other part, too, is if you don't allow people to change, what the fuck good is any of this, to be honest with you? She said, hey, dude, I had a lot of time to think about this over the last 4 years with everything that's going on. Yeah, my stance has changed. Hopefully yours do too. I mean, shit, we've said this a million times on this show. Shit. Most every young kid starts off as Democrat because they're hopeful and they believe in change and climate change, and it's all real. Everything they're telling us is real. And then you get older and you're like, oh man, I just want to be rich and tote guns and shoot dice. I got to be Republican now. And then that's kind of it over there. So
we'll see how it goes.
We'll see. That's all you can ask.
Yeah, she said it herself. Trust is earned.
It is.
Not by words. Sand, you believe something doesn't mean you do. So we'll see how it goes with her. But, you know, keep an open mind about it, I guess.
For sure. But we enjoyed it. And off air, same as on air. So no surprises there. Some of these politicians we've had on over the years were just like, oh, they're out of here. Mm-hmm. That's a shit bag, you know, and you could tell. Some have been shocked by over the years, for sure, where they've ran and I thought they had the best intentions and then they didn't. They're no longer on the show as guests, at least, not co-hosts or anything like that. And others, you hope, will do well. And I'm talking about Brandon Herrera in this instance. The campaign has gotten nasty over there.
Oh yeah, it's getting fun, is what you mean.
Woo!
Like every this Tony Gonzalez twat keeps posting like demonstrably untrue shit. Like he's clipping stuff from comedy podcasts that Brandon has done over the years. But like, right. Look, he hates Republicans and Trump. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, nobody believes that, dude. You idiot.
No, pull up Brandon Herrera on Twitter. So him and the current sitting representative from San Antonio in that district, who he's having a runoff against here in May, has been talking shit. One of them, because I got caught up in it last night super high, and I was like, oh, okay, great, let's get into this. One of them, he said, you never supported Trump and blah, 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 blah. And he goes, hey, dude, here's literally me a picture with Trump on Air Force, right in front of the Trump plane there. Is that Air Force One, or was that his own
private thing? No, that was his own plane, yeah.
And he goes, man, I was campaigning with him in 2016. Like, fuck off. I did this before you did. No, I haven't seen this. What's this one?
This is one of the ones that Tony Gonzalez posted. Brandon Herrera is not America first. Here he is in his own words saying Donald Trump will lose to Joe Biden in 2024.
Okay, let's see it.
I had to predict that I think Trump will win the primary by a landslide and lose the general. If I had to predict.
Yeah, so.
That's the entire clip?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, then put me in that camp. I don't think we're getting an honest election, and I don't know that he's going to win and beat Biden either. I'm in the same fucking camp just because I don't think it's going to be an honest election.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to clip that and add it to Brandon's, go ahead, man. We all want Trump to win. I know Brandon wants Trump to win. But and whether or not it's going to happen is another story. Taking a three-second clip is bullshit.
Yeah, Gonzalez has also been talking about fucking the border and shit. Just to be clear, he's the only Republican in Texas. Whether a federal politician, so two senators and all the Congress people, or in this, all the Republicans in the state legislature who didn't sign on to a letter that Abbott wrote telling the federal government to go fuck itself, that we're going to police our own border.
Yeah.
He is literally the only Republican in this state that didn't sign on to that letter.
Yep. He's the only guy.
So I'm not like sure how you do that. Plus, he's been in support of red flag laws multiple times. He's basically just a less popular, two-eyed, maybe gayer version of Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is he gayer than Dan?
His face looks super gay to me. And he was in the Navy, so.
Well, there you go.
That's kind of damning in its own right.
Yeah.
I think this 30-second one is the attack ad that's like, saying he's not conservative.
Okay, pop this up. Let's see what it is.
The caption is, Texans deserve a real conservative fighter, not some East Coast fake like Brandon Herrera.
An East Coast fake.
East Coast fake, okay.
He's not a real Mexican.
Brandon Herrera may talk tough, but Texans know a fake when we see one. Herrera's not one of us. He's not from here. Lived and voted in North Carolina his whole life. Herrera trash talks Donald Trump, saying he messed up a lot of stuff in his first term and will lose to Biden in this election. Herrera even mocked Trump's young son. Won't even apologize. Texans deserve a real conservative fighter, not some East Coast fake.
Oh, they got him with cocaine all over his face. I love this.
I definitely, like, if I had no idea what was going on here, this would have definitely convinced me to vote for Brandon, right? Are you fucking kidding me? That's your attack ad? It makes him look cool?
If that would have aired on live television, dude, I would have jacked off in front of my wife, dude, and kids. I mean, that's so goddamn good. I wish someone would make an ad about me in my life like that. Holy shit. Congratulations, Brandon. I feel like Brandon's finally made it today.
I might do some cocaine today just in support of Brandon.
Same. I'll join you. I'll join. And it's March Madness, too. Yeah. Obviously drinking there games already. Tonight? Yeah, there is. There was games last night as well.
Those games don't count.
The second one didn't count.
Neither one of them are real. No, this
they
shit's
are.
Real.
They are. They definitely are.
There shouldn't be play-in games to a tournament with 60 fucking teams in it.
Well, they'll probably add it. They'll probably add it. But if Brandon gets in, I'm hoping the best for him, too.
Brandon should fucking run that ad on his own.
I'm going to retweet it as soon as this show's over.
And it's fucking hilarious.
Try to bolster this. I love it so much. It's the best ad I've ever seen. That's why you're on
Patreon.
It's
like the best ad of all time that was, like, unintentional.
He thought he was making, you know, some hit piece, but really, like, woo, saying woo with cocaine all over your face shooting guns is pretty rad.
Are they in a runoff?
Yeah. They are.
Okay.
They're in a runoff right
it's
now.
It's in, the vote's in May 8th. I think it's the 18th or some shit like that. Hold on.
Now, the beauty of this, Bob, is Tony Gonzalez here, this piece of shit. He left after he had done the primary and skipped the party. He's like, I'm not partying. I've got to go to a runoff. So he just left his supporters in this weird like town hall that he wasn't in, and they were just kind of drinking, you know, Bud Light or whatever the fuck it was.
That's fun. Also, he got community noted. Tony did with the ad.
Okay, what does it say?
So Brandon Herrera, he did say Trump messed up a lot of stuff, but the community note is talking about the stuff that Dan talks about all the time with the bump stocks and Second Amendment.
Vaccines and shit like that?
No. It's specifically in reference to anti-gun legislation.
Okay, gotcha. And look, you're not going to agree with every presidential decision that is made on either side there. So, yeah, dude, you could pick through anybody's shit and say, hey, so-and-so didn't like this one or loves this person or whatever, but he is kind of making them look cooler here. Now I'm jealous.
There's the one on the fake or the one on the ad that you played, is it from March 18th?
Yeah.
So go down into the comments.
You know Brandon's been responding to this guy.
Yeah.
I went down a fucking rabbit hole
This guy's been getting lit the fuck up. I mean, it's not him. It's some intern probably, but they're getting lit the fuck up pretty much. That one right there. So go into the comments and look. You're looking for a Charlie Cox, C-O-K-S. Yeah, that right there.
The fuck is Charlie Cox?
Play that video because I don't know what that is, but he's been posting it a lot.
Okay.
I have no idea who it is.
Who's been posting this? Tony Gonzalez?
Charlie Cox.
Okay. Press play.
Tony Gonzalez, the current rhino in District 23 of Texas, claims to love America and conservative stuff. If that's true, why did he vote for commie gun control? But there's one more thing that's a little bit more suspicious about Tony. He refuses to address allegations that he moans when he wipes his ass.
Ah, you Tony piece Gonzalez. Of shit. Look at his face, though. Put his freeze on his face on that like rosy cheeked picture. It's toward the beginning or toward the end, one of the two. That one. You're telling me that dude doesn't love Cox?
Loves
Cox. Look
at
his fucking face. He loves
him. Loves Cox.
He can't stop eating them, sucking them, touching them.
Yeah, rubbing them.
It's like accidentally brushing up against them. I mean, he loves it, man.
God damn it, dude. If there was a picture in the dictionary next to the word cockhound, it's definitely Tony Gonzalez. What's with these fuckers, though, and fucking other dudes? Did you hear about the one last night? There's another Republican dude.
I mean, a bunch of dudes probably fuck other dudes last night.
So
there's millions of gay people.
In Ohio, yeah, there is. And it's fine. In Ohio last night, they were saying, oh, Trump backed this candidate, and it's going to blow up in his face, man. MAGA's not fucking real. Guy ends up winning last night, and they go through his search history. And allegedly, I can't confirm this, the guy's name is Bernie Moreno. You can pop his pick up on screen here, Bob, if you want to. He ends up winning last night, and they said that his search history had looking for one-on-one, man-on-man sex, which is fine. Now, I don't know if Bernie Moreno is straight or married or or looking for something. My point is this.
No, not yours, but what's their point in saying it, I guess?
I think they're trying to out him as being a homosexual man here. Is he married in real life? Type in Bernie Moreno wife. Let's see what we got here. He just won the primary in Ohio last night on Tuesday there.
Let's see here.
Pop it up. Okay. Oh, he does have a wife. Well, yeah, yeah. All right.
So she's close enough to dude. To,
yeah.
Right? Like this guy's riding the fence, I would sure say. Is. Yeah. And good for him, right?
He's dabbled.
Like here's a guy. Right, so I don't have a whiteboard to draw on right now, but here's a guy who is not limiting his sexual options by 50%.
Can't,
right?
Can't.
Like, I don't have the courage, to be honest. I wish I did.
Same.
To be out there blasting out buttholes, not even worried about whatever. Right. By the way, who's how do they get a hold of his search history?
Not sure.
Was it like on a work computer? Is he looking at fat hogs on a work computer?
It was on a work computer. Yeah,
Bob. If you ever run for political office, we're turning over everything
we got.
I mean, it's all
shit.
Everything we got.
I can't even say it's like your guys' fault because half of it I just find on my own. And then yeah. I'm like, wait, do you think this is interesting?
Yep. Bob Fox looked up fucking sounding, and then it's just endless videos of, you know, metal going into wiener holes.
It's just 20 hours.
They're not. It's not always metal, by the way.
No, but
like
you
can sound with anything. I would say metal's probably better, definitely better than wood, because you don't want splinters.
Better than glass.
But even better, definitely better than glass, because glass will break. Actually, that used to be an old Roman torture method. They would put a glass rod up your dick hole and hit it with a wooden mallet.
Damn it.
And break
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
And then even maybe better than plastic, because it can get rough edges on it and shit.
True.
You know what I mean? Just like, I think for a piece of metal, it takes a pretty significant hit to develop a burr on it. But for plastic, you just scratch it on something, and now it may not seem like that little edge is a big deal until it's inside your dick hole.
Right.
It's like
right.
having something in your eye. It's tiny, but it feels like it's huge, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
What'd you say, Bob?
I think plastic, it's got more of a grip to it, too. You could catch something, get turned inside out, get a little pee hole prolapse.
Well, is that a thing? God, we shouldn't even look at this.
No, because we already got a
one of our channels got one of our burner channels got nuked already.
We apologize. We're putting up Monday's episode back on Patreon because it got nuked for nudity. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, we don't remember what it was.
I remember Rob was showing you guys a guy fucking a melon.
Yeah, but right. I don't think it's big enough.
But it wasn't on screen.
It wasn't on screen.
And it's not clear enough in the reflection for the AI to pick it up. There's no way. So, no. Yeah, is urethra
Franklin
prolapse? Is that a thing? I don't think that would be a thing.
I'm really only seeing it in animals here.
Thank God.
I'm not sure I believe in God after this.
Oh shit!
I don't. It's all
I
like,
can see these out of the corner of my eye. Yeah, and I don't want to see
it. It's all like dog wieners and stuff.
Oh. Fuck, dude.
See, Bob, just try to run for school board.
Good luck. Good fucking luck.
Make it school board, because that'll make it way funnier.
Sure
when
will.
We expose your ass.
Yeah.
What if the AI is advanced enough now, day by day, that it's picking up on the Hope Solo picture in the back?
Oh, shit. I'm glad you brought it up. There was a lot of people asked, like, hey, did you guys tell Tulsi Gabbard about Hope Solo? And I said, no. So here's the thing. This is for you guys. This is for fucking OG homies only who watch and listen to the show every single day.
I mean, I guess we'll see tomorrow.
What do you mean?
If we can't go live on our main channel tomorrow, then we'll know what's that.
Oh, shit. Do you think that's what got us nuked?
I don't know.
There's no way.
No chance. Right?
Nobody knows what that is.
That looks like splatter art or something.
Yeah. So anyways, Tulsi had no idea. We don't tell anybody. This is purely for you guys and our own enjoyment. And we will never say anything. And so hopefully one day a celebrity will come in and be like, hey, by the way, guys, I listen to the show. I know that's Hope Solo.
It's like
asshole.
Seeing a male porn star in public. Like, a lot of people know who that is, but they don't want to say because they don't want to admit they've watched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, is that
Small Hands?
I think I recognize that guy. Is he a politician? Oh. And then you see them realize who it is, and they're like, oh, you know what? He just looks like a guy I know.
Good to see you. It's one of those. Good to see you. Yep. Take care.
Yeah.
top story today. Julian Assange. Looks like he's about to near the end and do a plea deal with the government over here to end his 14-year legal drama. You know, this motherfucker's been locked in that weird apartment in London for 14 years now at this point? God damn, dude.
He's going to be like a goldfish whenever he finally gets out. He's just going to stay in a studio apartment for the rest of his life.
Probably, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that what happens? Remember when Bo Bergdahl came home and he ended up sleeping in the fucking woods in a tent?
No, I don't care. I hope he's dead.
I listened to the thing. I watched that podcast, and they said after, like, I don't know, 2 weeks or something, he couldn't sleep in a bed or inside the house, and he was so used to living in a fucking tent outside that his dad put a tent out in the fucking woods behind the house.
Sweet. Maybe he'll get eaten by a fucking bear.
He didn't. He's still alive.
For now.
How old is Assange, Bob, at this point?
He's got to be in his mid-50s,
has
right?
Has to, right? 52. Shit. He looks way older than 52.
He is 52. But, I mean, he keeps it young. Hold on.
He looks way, way older than 52. I feel like he's always looked 60 ever since he got famous. Pop open a pic. Yeah, that's him inside the house.
What's he wearing?
Look at that, dude. Holy shit.
Look, he keeps it young, dude. He's skateboarding.
Bob, zoom in on that, because this is a disgusting photo.
Is that a onesie?
Is it a jersey or a onesie?
No, it's a jersey with some short shorts while he skateboards in his apartment.
He's working out? Is that his workout?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Pam Anderson came to fuck him for a little bit? I always wondered if they had footage of that and they watched it. I'm being dead serious. Type in Pam Anderson, Julian Assange inside of there. Oh, shit. You got a fucking shot of him actually on the board.
So they have.
I only care about skateboard footage.
They have a. Wow. They have a camera in his.
Yeah.
In his apartment, so he can't pound off or nothing. Or somebody's watching, I guess. I guess he's probably developed a fetish for it. After
somebody's always watching.
Wouldn't you just turn that one chair directly at the camera and just spread Eagle Jack in front of him?
I would spread my cheeks.
Would you?
Oh yeah, and give him a look deep inside me.
Yeah, that's a power move right there. Mm-hmm.
That would be actually. I would just do yoga every morning for about 6 hours, and it would mostly be about my asshole.
Nude?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then spread those cheeks. Yeah, pop open. Pam Anderson went to visit him. She was in there. She was in the house. They got pictures of her inside that fucking room. I always wondered if they were just boning, and then the other side was a bunch of British dudes just jerking off watching it. Because let's face it, Pam Anderson from 10 years ago still plays.
She probably plays now. I haven't seen her in a while.
I just watched the doc of her. So she did one about her and Tommy Lee and being famous and all that shit. She's not wearing makeup anymore, which is a bad choice. I don't really understand it. But I guess good for her, and it's empowering.
Bob, can you find a recent picture of Pamela Anderson?
Well, hang on. Let's find this Assange one first.
Oh, yeah.
Because she rolls up, and then she goes into the house. And I think she had gifts and a bunch of shit, and they were either dating or kind of together. Was that her visiting?
I don't think they were dating, because he's married. And his wife is like his main proponent outside of prison and his legal team.
But when do they get married, I guess? Okay, so there's her walking up to the house.
This is her visiting. She's bringing vegan burgers.
Gross. Is that what you'd want to do, is eat a vegan burger and dump out in front of Pam Anderson? No.
I might make her watch me take a shit, yeah.
As part of your kink? Or is that part of dominating her?
That's for her. That's for her. Yeah, he married his current wife in 2022.
Oh, so that's new. So this is old.
Yeah.
So they were boning back then.
Yeah, he got divorced from his first wife in 1999, so he was single all that time, I suppose.
Love balloons, dude.
How does he meet anyone?
Online?
Excuse me. How does anybody meet anyone?
Yeah, dude. Love is love, Bob.
Mind your fucking business.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's rude. Just fucking rude out of you. Let's see his new bride here. Whoa. She looks like one of those twins that was conjoined and then cut in half.
Yeah.
And then she's living a new life.
On the right at that angle, cheating right a little bit, she almost has a Kate Middleton look to her. Maybe she's one of the body doubles.
And they are in the UK.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But zoom in on this other one. Doesn't it look like her arm is cut off and she was part of a set of conjoined twins?
She's Swedish, I believe. No, she's South African. Wow. She's South African from Transvaal and Johannesburg.
Because he gets kanjis, so he's able to bone. Yeah.
She must have been on his legal team, because she's a human rights attorney.
That's what always happens with these fuckers. They end up banging their lawyers.
Yeah, because he's basically like a cult leader, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a culty kind of guy. Let's be real about that. I don't think what's happened to him is fair, but he's a culty kind of guy. And then look at her. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, look.
Like, it's not going to be a super hot dude she ends up with. It's going to be a super powerful dude who's into something weird. She's probably got, like, a vestigial twin hanging off her hip.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's who he has conversations with, dude.
Or
he's like, hey, can you shut up talking to Deborah down here, all right? The smart one, you fucking stupid bitch. You never got me out of prison.
Or they're sharing a hole.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a vestigial twin, they definitely share a hole.
I know, dude.
Except for maybe the mouth. There's a little, tiny little mouth down there that you can... You got to knock the teeth out, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
You can't risk it.
Do you think the other twin is hiding behind him in that picture?
No, I think she's like just tiny and hanging off the hip like a side quado.
Oh, shit. Little side cue, huh? Wow. What were you going to say, Bob?
Bob, can you zoom out and let's see if we can get a shot? I mean, on the picture on the right.
Photoshop.
It's definitely not on her right if there's a vestigial twin on that way. Can you find a picture of her cheating left at all?
Holy shit, dude.
Got a straight on picture.
Are those her children?
Wow, this is weird.
She's are they his children?
Whose kids are
certain, these? No, they haven't. Well, maybe they've been together long enough.
Good looking kids. They're not his. If they were pale and looked like powder, sure.
7-year period of political asylum.
They're dressed up in little kilts and shit. Yeah,
those aren't his kids for sure.
No, that's a good looking dude who knocked her up. Zoom in on her there. She looks actually attractive there.
She's got, let's see, the couple conceived. Oh, it is his kids.
What?
Yeah. So during Assange's 7-year period of political asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, the couple conceived 2 children in secret, the first being born in 2017, the second 2019. Tracy Somerset, the Duchess of Beaufort, and the rapper MIA are the child's godmothers.
Shut the fuck up. MIA?
Mm-hmm.
What burner account are we on today?
This is not a burner account.
I was going to say,
we can't do anything
play
today.
Paper Planes by MIA.
Yeah.
You'll know exactly who this is. What the fuck? Wow, dude. How bizarre. She never had any hits after that, but Paper Planes was massive. For those who don't remember, it was the trailer song for Pineapple Express.
Exploded. That was, there was like 2 or 3 songs when I was in college that were just like,
Bangers,
and that was one of them.
Dude, that came on the other day in the car on accident, and I fucking cranked it. Love that goddamn song to this day.
You mean you turned the volume up, or you
both
cranked it?
Yeah, jacked off, and I turned the volume up. But I'm curious as to if these kids were conceived in private. You're on camera. Do you turn the couch and then just say,
well,
hey,
maybe
be quiet?
There could be a bedroom, but I would assume there's a camera in there too for suicide watch and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't want him killing himself, obviously. But this is when he was at the Ecuadorian embassy, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
So they probably snuck her into the embassy and she was part of his legal team, so she was allowed to go in there, I guess.
Yeah, little congees, dude.
And he was just in somebody's office fucking digging her out.
God.
Digging out them guts.
Yeah.
Just digging her out, dude.
That's what happened to Casey Anthony.
Can you?
Yeah, you know that, right?
No, what happened?
Bias.
Did she get an abortion?
Her
oh,
attorney.
Oh, yeah.
So remember we were down in Orlando and one of those cops' girlfriends was working on that case. She was like, bro, every time I came to the office, they were doing coke. She was running her office buck naked and they were fucking everywhere during that trial.
Can you find some more pictures of this broad? I want to see. Does she have an Instagram or the bikini pic so we can see if there's a little fucking quado?
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be hanging off her hip either. It's very frequent that the trunk area is where the Siamese twin is connected, right? It's somewhere between the shoulder and hip bone typically is where it goes.
It is.
Every now and again, you'll see 2 heads together or whatever, but I feel like that's one of the ones, unless they share a brain, it's easy to separate.
It is, right? Yeah.
Bob?
Pop that
she
up.
She definitely doesn't have an Instagram.
Okay. Smart.
Let's start one for her.
Yeah.
And use AI to make quado pictures
of her and her
it's
dead
just,
twin.
It's just like a girl. She's in Ibiza and shit all the time. Yeah. And there's just a quado hanging off the side of her fucking thing. And then it says, the quado is wearing a mask that says fuckhole around the mouth. Oh, man, that's funny.
Fuck whore?
No, fuck hole. All the teeth are knocked out. Oh, boy.
Holy shit, dude. I want to grab another drink. So listeners sent me some 10% shit back there. They were like, hey, can you step it up? And I was like, first of all, hard abs can't go past 8. That's as much as you can get in a 12-pack. The 10s have to come in a 4-pack. He's like, yeah, you're right. And so I've been drinking these.
If you fucking limit our ability to show weird shit, then I'm going to say weird shit.
Yeah.
You can't stop me from doing that.
I'm going to grab another drink.
You sons of bitches.
Here she is looking like a Quado meeting the Pope.
Yeah, she does. Is this reverence or does she have a humpback?
I don't know. It doesn't. It's not a good angle.
I don't like how that kid's looking at the Pope either.
And also the Pope, like Catholicism is not like Islam or so. You don't have to dress up like a nun to meet the Pope, like an old Italian widow. Like just wear clothes.
Maybe this is the wedding.
It is not.
She's wearing a black train.
But the kid is actually dressed like he's going to the same wedding.
It is. Well, maybe that's just how he dresses. You don't know. A kid might have a supreme sense of style there. Oh, man. I mean, I don't suppose he had a lot of options for the last decade and a half or so.
I guess. But if Pam Anderson's an option, and MIA, you're close enough to her to get a fucking godmothership.
It's true, yeah. But we don't know who MIA was friends with.
I bet she boned Assange.
Is it the wife or was it Julian himself?
I bet you she boned Assange just to do it. Wouldn't you do it at that point if you could? Because, the other rapper did with Elon Musk. Why not do it?
Yeah. Bob, can we find a picture of his first wife, Teresa Assange? I'm not sure. I don't know if I've ever seen her before.
Oh, God. Is this her right here with the Pope?
Yeah.
God, she looks awful. Stella, that's yeah.
They were divorced in 99, so there may not be any fucking photos of her out there.
Mm. That was right before the age of the internet there.
Yeah.
Is that her in a wheelchair? She in a wheelchair, Bob?
No.
She all chaired up?
After he got a hold of her, yeah.
Four wheels and loneliness? Let's pop that up. What's that thing in her fucking arm, dude? Is that what he does? He only dates people who get their twins? Why is there a huge bandage on her arm?
That's not a bandage. It's like a weird photo edit. It's like it's a car window reflection. This is her inside of a car.
Bob, this is two for two here.
Who is this? This is Teresa?
The first wife, yeah.
Teresa, the original?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it's the guy's shirt in the reflection.
She looks relatively... Yeah, that it is. You can see it. The photographer. She looks relatively normal.
Yeah. I mean, not great.
Like, she's not joined up.
No. She's not joined up for sure. She doesn't look great. I don't want to say that. This isn't a natural beauty. You wouldn't say, hey, she's a natural beauty. You definitely wouldn't say that.
Well,
about
she's
her.
From Australia. I mean,
g'day.
That it's. I don't know how good it really gets down there, to be honest.
Do you think he?
I've seen some fucking tens from Australia, but the average Australian woman, I think, is rough.
I haven't seen a fucking.
I mean,
10
it's
from
it's
Australia.
Rough country down there.
So interesting.
It's rough.
Nicole Kidman, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of work done, but she was hot before.
She was hot before. She's That's been, the only 10 I can name from Australia.
She's like, her face is gorgeous.
Yes.
But it's rare, right?
It is.
And the Hemsworths are pretty men.
But they're dudes.
It's a difference, though.
Yeah. Dudes down there, like, they surf and everything else. This girl, it's not great. I'm sorry.
It's okay. They actually got married as teenagers.
Well,
which one was the teenager?
Both.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, okay.
Both.
So it wasn't a weird thing.
She was...
They've tried to call Assange a pedophile over time. I'm like, I don't think so. He's always been married. And that's the go-to, right? Like, oh, he's into weird shit with kids now. That's like the go-to insult for anybody trying to tear down. Is Margot Robbie Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
But it's only because he's had white hair for his entire adult life.
And she...
Like, he looks... I thought he was like 60 or 70 years
he's
old.
He's got the... He's It's blonde, right?
But no.
It's
no.
That, it is. It was no. back then.
No.
It's that kind of blonde that looks like an old gray-haired smoker.
No, I'm not. I'm about to read you what happened to his hair.
Mm. Whoa.
Did he get struck
what
by
happened,
lightning?
Dude? Yeah, did he get struck?
Well, allegedly. Thunderstruck? So these two got married
Magneto
as...
got a hold of him.
These two got married as teenagers in 1989.
And she was such a bitch.
Kind of, actually.
Whoa.
They had a son named Daniel, and they were in a brutal custody dispute over Daniel until 1999. And according to Julian Assange's mother, his brown hair turned white during the custody dispute.
Oh, that's a lie.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's like people were like, oh, man, the only reason I went bald is I was wearing hats my entire life. Nope. No, it's not a thing. Yeah, some people just go super gray early on like that. It looks like he was gray at like 20. Like white hair gray.
It's like a Steve Martin situation.
Yeah, even Johnny Knoxville. Have you seen Johnny Knoxville recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
he's
but he's
white.
50.
Right, right. But he's completely white, where people are like, oh, shit, Jesus Christ, you look old. And he's not that fucking old. But with this fucking bruiser, this is the one that took him to court for the kids and all that shit?
For the kid.
Man.
Also, Assange, so I think he has two kids with his current wife or whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
He's got a bunch of kids, uh-oh, allegedly.
Yeah.
He's just dumping loads everywhere.
Well, why not? If at that point, you know, if you're stuck and you don't have to watch those goddamn kids, sure. Unload, dude, and release kids out in the world, because he's not taking care of those little fuckers.
Yeah, I kind of feel like somebody else is responsible.
Yeah.
Like, when I throw out my garbage and mold starts growing in it because they don't come pick it up, that's not my fault.
No, it's theirs. It's absolutely theirs.
Like, it's your job, women, to maintain that area.
What's your stance on Assange here for what he did?
I don't think he's a hero or anything. He's a megalomaniac fucking narcissist, but... all he did was release information that somebody else gave him. He's in a foreign country. He's not an American, right?
Uh-huh.
So somebody handed him, somebody being Bradley Manning, by the way.
Really?
Gave him classified information and he put it on the internet. Like, how do you charge somebody internationally for that? Why would that be? Like, you can go arrest somebody in a foreign country. Does that mean if I do something that's against Canadian law, they can fucking extradite me to Canada? Even though I never left the United States, like, fuck you, dude. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. Because there's another case of this that's going on right now. This woman just got just taken to jail, I guess, federal here. So in Michigan, Bob, if you can pull up this story, she was leaking information. There's a trial going on in Michigan about some faulty voting machines there.
Yeah.
In Dominion, she had pulled the discovery that was filed in the trial and was trying to leak it to the press. And she got popped, arrested, and they just hauled her off to federal prison there. So is that her? Is that the woman right there?
The lady, yeah.
Okay. So with this...
I don't know the details of this case.
I don't either, man. All I know is, allegedly, again, this is allegedly here, that she had access to the discovery emails and some top secret emails that were going back and forth from Dominion and their lawyers.
There's nothing top secret about it. They're not a government agency.
I agree.
They don't have the right to make shit secret. If it's a public trial and the fucking discovery is public, then it's public information.
I agree.
Sorry, fuckface.
But apparently...
Like, unless the judge issued a gag order prior to this, maybe that would be... Bob, what are the charges exactly?
Well, so here's the thing. The trial hadn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
So leaking discovery before the trial starts...
That could be like seen as witness tampering, maybe.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
It's Stephanie Lambert that we're talking about, I believe. Okay, so Stephanie Lambert's arrest came more than a week after officials had issued a bench warrant for failing to appear for a hearing in her criminal case in Michigan, where she is charged with illegally breaching voting machines. And days after she came under scrutiny for the release of documents as the attorney for an ally of former President Donald Trump in a federal defamation.
So she's being charged with breaching the voting machine, but she hasn't breached anything. She's taking the discovery, and that's not breaching a voting machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting turn. I mean, look, it's the Department of Justice, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is exactly what it sounds like. Which is a canard. It's a fucking retribution tool against the population is what the Department of Justice is. And you FBI people out there could suck my fucking dick.
By the way, Michigan is one of those swing states in that last election.
And they've already proved a shit ton of voting irregularities up there. The state of Michigan's currently being sued for not purging their voter rolls as they are required to do by federal law. They had one of the most rampant ballot harvesting initiatives in the entire country.
Yep.
And he lost by 30,000 votes.
Correct. 30,000.
So,
yeah. And I think the votes in question in this case are like 146,000 or something like that. And I know that Georgia was roughly similar. I think it was like 136,000 down there. So it's not fucking great at all.
No, he didn't lose by 30,000 votes.
Who?
Trump.
In Georgia?
In Michigan.
Oh, what did he lose by?
Over 100,000.
Was it 146 by any chance?
I have no idea. maybe. It was 2.8 million roughly to 2.65 million.
Okay. So you're looking at 150.
So 150.
Yeah. Man, those numbers are real close, aren't they? None of them went for Trump either on that recount, which is weird. Super crazy here. Hollywood-wise, people are trying to buy up Paramount right now. They just got an offer for $11 billion. Some friends of ours are obviously on SEAL Team, the TV show over there, waiting for the last season of Yellowstone. I don't know how all this is going to shake out with these guys.
Oh, you know, Sora put out new videos today or yesterday.
Did they really? I didn't see
them. I haven't watched it yet. It's one of an iguana. Can you look that up? Because all of this stuff that's happening right now, the strikes and the negotiations, it's all fucking magician's patter.
Mm-hmm.
Film and television is done, right?
Done, yeah.
In its current iteration. So, you know, all of these little piecemeal things that are going on right now are fucking stupid. Like, everybody just admit that it's done and then get together from the talent side and the creative and talent side and then the fucking admin side and just figure out what it's going to look like in the future so there's not a five-year gap in good content, because that's going to piss me off, man.
Yeah.
I want shit. I want fucking dope movies and I want dope television shows to watch. Stop fucking it up. Like, you got a responsibility here.
Well, the only thing that's going to come out, The Bear is shooting back-to-back seasons, which is awesome.
Yeah, it actually, so the new season starts next week, I think.
Really?
I think it is, yeah.
Fuck, let's go, dude. I thought it was June.
Maybe it is. I thought it was in April.
Is this the new Sora video, Bob?
No. One of them?
Play that one. Let's see that one. Is that a real person or is that a fake person?
Fake. What's the difference?
Play the volume.
The Sora case together. So, let's investigate about this Sora case together.
No shit, that's a fake person?
Wow.
God damn.
Yeah, it's June is the first one. So okay. The Bear, I think It's Always Sunny has a new season starting this June.
Okay.
And then
we got the trailer for House of Dragons tomorrow.
Yeah, House of Dragons is starting soon as well.
That's love in that June. Bullshit. Those make 'em ups, dude. Is it HBO still?
Yeah.
Isn't every show Max. A make-em-up?
Not like that. Or we've got dragons and make-believe and shit like that, you know? It's kind of like little kid shit on steroids.
Didn't you like Dune?
I did.
You like The Boys. Don't act like you don't like The Boys.
Oh, yeah, The Boys has a new season starting in June as well.
I've never seen it, actually.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it really? Is that sci-fi, too?
It's basically, like, a big part of it is... Carl Urban, do you know him, actor?
Yeah.
Just running around calling people cunts all the time. Okay. It's like me if I was involved in some kind of superhero thing, essentially. He's a savage asshole, and he just calls people cunts all the time. It's really funny.
It's your exact sense of humor, too.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. Yeah, the reason I went to see Dune, though, the only reason was everybody in Hollywood had told me the technology and the cinematography and all that shit was... unmatched and never been seen before.
That's literally the only one I went to.
Yeah. And I watched the first one. When I watched the second one, I think I told this on the show, but it reminded me of Star Wars.
Well, that's because Star Wars stole everything from Dune.
I realized it after watching it. And I was like, holy shit.
I still haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
Go to IMAX. Go with the laser shit. Yeah. It is fucking crazy. I even talked to my parents into it, and they just got out of it over the weekend, and they were like, holy shit. I can't believe this is actually happening. I was like, me neither. That's why I went to see it. But Chalamet, I still can't get down on. And not in that role.
It's going to be difficult because he's going to start doing action shit soon.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. You know, it's all 50% off right now. Why? Because of Bidenomics, man. Everybody's got to get 50% off on the other fucking shit, I feel like. All the shit on the internet I'm seeing, dude, everybody's giving 50% off right now. I don't have a choice. It's the only way Americans can afford shit. Speaking of America, all these mattresses are made in the U.S. of A. Load up the cart over there. Grab some pillows, sheets. Grab the adjustable base. If you have an RV, grab a mattress for the RV. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and you're going to get 50% off everything in the entire cart. Load it up as high as it'll go. It's great. March Madness is here. Nothing like lying in bed and gambling, drinking, eating Doritos in your bed there, and enjoying March Madness. When you check out at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box and then stretch these payments out for 3 years. Who gives a fuck? Living in your own world. You're dying of cancer right now. Take advantage of it. Who's gonna come back and take it from you, huh? No one. Don't tell anybody, okay? It's a hard wink on my side over there. Today's the day you're going to buy a brand new bedroom set at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got bubsnaturals.com. Going to use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off over there. Talking about MCT oil powder and the collagen protein over there. Best collagen on the planet. Let's face it, you're taking this shit anyways. You might as well take it from a company that supports veterans. Say that a lot about the sponsors on our show, because we go out of our way to actually include veteran-owned businesses for most of our shows, if we can help it. This MCT oil powder will serve as your new favorite functional coffee creamer. It's vegan and keto-friendly, if you're into that. It's great for mental focus and energy, and the collagen, just great for your skin, dude. If you're over the age of 25, you're taking this shit anyways. Take it from a company that supports veterans. Speaking of supporting veterans, Bubs Naturals is a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, a national hero who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. His call sign in the Navy was Bub. And the Glenn Bub Doherty Foundation out there, they always stood for self-improvement, and they were always helping others, and that DNA is woven into the Bubs brand. Bubs donates 10% of all profits to charity in Glenn's honor, starting with the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. And on Veterans Day, 100% of the proceeds go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. Head on over to bubsnaturals.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off over there. Grab some of those apple vinegar gummies as well. Pop a couple of those in your face before you start the day, and that'll help. Next up, we got Manscaped.com. Look at Manscaped coming in hot today. This episode's brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom with the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off plus free shipping. Love Manscaped. Look, let's face it. Every time you've ever nicked your cock in this life or balls while shaving, you're like, God damn it, I wish there was something for that. It's Manscaped. If you go into any of your buddies' fucking bathrooms and you don't see Manscaped products in there, you know they're a real goddamn dirtbag. Clean up your life, you fucking dirtbags. Manscaped, you can definitely catch the spring fever over there. Shit, they got everything on sale. The Lawnmower 5.0, that Ultra. That thing's amazing. They got LED spotlights on it to guide you through your pubes in case you can't find them out there. Let's say you're a biggin, can't find your penis and your ball sack. Got a couple LED spotlights on them. And they've also got the Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver over there. So whether you're crafting a signature look or just want to clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. Best copy in the biz over there. Last but not least today, we got bioproteintech.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS is going to get you $30 off your first order over there. Guys, here's why your hormones suck, okay? If you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, and even sex drive starts to decline, sometimes by 50% at age 35. I'm not there yet. One more year. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, or how good you eat. It's happening to all of us. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus is the first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without any of the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. Best part is BioPro Plus works super fast and is easy to use and 100% safe. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009, and its benefits can be felt in days instead of months. Guys who have used it, man, we've used it for, shit, man, roughly 6 months right now. It's been great. Skin feels great. Nice sleep out of it, dude. They've experienced a faster workout recovery, enhanced performance, metabolism, sexual function, and even better mood and energy. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic shit, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in our audio description and make sure to use that code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order.
That was action. I know, but like, thriller action, not sci-fi action. It's very different genres.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
The real money, you don't get paid $20 to $40 million to do a period piece flick.
A rom-com.
No, yeah. You do it for Mission Impossible. That's right. When you get paid like that. Or iRobot or whatever fucking new Will Smith thing is going to come out. That'll be a weird transition. Maybe he'll be able to pull it off.
Chalamet, like,
to be honest,
also,
I wouldn't have believed. There's success stories and non-success stories. I wouldn't have, when I watched Bill and Ted, for example, thought Keanu Reeves is going to go on to be one of the biggest action stars of all time.
No.
And it's only in one franchise, John Wick, that he's been able to do it.
Matrix.
But after.
Yeah.
I don't think The Matrix was an action. It's just like CGI bullshit.
It's like action,
right?
Sci-fi. But I mean, he was in Point Break. That's a straight action movie.
Oh, yeah.
It is, yeah. But I mean, like, when he was that young, but when I first saw him pop on screen is what I'm saying. And then there's another use case, which is, what's his name? Ryan Gosling. As a kid, fit, kind of pretty, I guess. But it's like, maybe that he seemed like the kind of guy you might see go into action movies, but he sucks in action movies. He's terrible at it. Like that fucking the Gray Man movie he made, which is a series that I actually watch.
People hate it.
A series that I read, rather. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Every time he's tried to do action, the only action movie he was good in is the one where he didn't talk. Right?
Drive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't buy him as an action guy.
He's got an action movie coming out this summer.
So the point of all that was, just because Blade Runner was goofy as hell too. The point of all that was, just because he seems like a twink now doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to be a great action star at some point.
Yeah.
Or the people we think might, because everybody thought Liam Hemsworth was going to be a big action guy. He's popped up a couple times and been okay, I guess. Like that. What's that one with Oscar Isaacs and Ben Affleck and all those guys?
Oh, the
I think Hemsworth. Didn't Hemsworth play like a young sniper on their team?
When they go into, was it Triple?
Triple Frontier, yeah. Isn't
great.
He in that?
Yeah. He's in that. He's in.
Not great.
I enjoyed Triple Frontier. I enjoyed Dune. I thought Chalamet was awesome. I don't know why. Oh, wait, no,
it wasn't. It was Garrett.
Too small.
It was Garrett Hedlund for that. He's the guy from Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
It wasn't him.
And he also was in the Independence Day Resurgence.
Charlie Hunnam was never seen that too.
No. Yeah, Chalamet is just too tiny. He's just a little kid.
Hey,
out there.
Dude, every daddy starts out as a twink.
Yeah, the whole point is he's supposed to be young.
Yeah, but he's 30. You know, with that weird little body. It's
Strange. But like, maybe he bulks up. I don't know.
He should have done it for Dune.
Are there some other? No, because that character is a skinny desert person.
Start roiding up, though.
Extraction. That's Chris Hemsworth, not Liam. Or maybe. No, I don't think Liam makes it into that movie.
Liam has disappeared. He's like Kate Middleton. Mm. We haven't seen Liam.
But who's a guy that did a lot of good action stuff that you wouldn't have thought would have been able to pull it off. Because a lot of them are obvious. Obviously, the 70s, 80s, 90s, Chuck Norris and Sly and Arnold, they're all obvious.
There's the classic Bruce
Willis, that's obvious.
No, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Bruce Willis was not. That was the whole point of Die Hard, is that he, at the time, he was a very not obvious choice.
Wasn't he a PI in Moonlighting? What was his job?
It was like a Gabby comedy of like a guy and a girl just like sniping at each other. Like it was, people thought it was bizarre casting at the time.
His whole career after that, with the exception of like, I guess The Sixth Sense and a couple.
Yeah.
But most of it was, the garbage he did the last couple of years when his brain was rotting. Yeah. It's just like straight to DVD nonsense, right?
Well, he got a shit ton of money for it.
Matt Damon.
Jeep and Justice says Matt Damon. That's a good one. Like yeah. when he was doing School Ties.
Yep.
And then Good Will Hunting. Although Good Will Hunting, he was kind of a ruffian, maybe, right?
But it was surprising, and everybody thought that movie was going to bomb. Liam in Hollywood.
Who is this? DJ Davies says Liam Neeson kind of started late on the action stuff too. It's true.
He was like a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden they were just like,
he's hey. Oscar Schindler for fuck's sake. Right.
I screen tested against Gosling way back in the day. And I remember calling my agent on the way home. I was like, dude, I definitely got this. He goes, who are you up against? And I go, Young Hercules. That's what Gosling was coming off of. He took over for Sorbo on the CW and he was Young Hercules. I was like, but this will be an easy one.
But he's like fit like that. He was so pretty. I didn't see him in action movies, and he didn't work out.
Is John Krasinski.
Do you still buy Krasinski though? I don't buy it. He keeps trying to do military movies, and I'm like, man, I can't buy
13 hours.
Jim out
13
there.
Hours. He was great.
He was okay.
He was great in 13 hours. Do
you not just see Jim? That's all I see is Jim.
A little, I guess. Yeah, but you know, what are you gonna do?
There was two guys from The Office.
Like
in that.
Chris Evans' big break was Not Another Teen Movie. Remember that shit?
Yeah,
terrible,
sure
terrible.
Do.
But I mean, it was supposed to be terrible, right?
Sure. It was a good movie.
But Chris Evans at, I think it was like 23 when that movie came out, something like that. Like, yeah, he's gonna do action movies for sure, right? So question about that. He's fucking 6'3", beefcake, right? Same thing with Ryan Reynolds. Even though he's goofy, like he's obviously gonna do some action movies at some point.
Chris Pratt. When he was fucking on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, when he was Andy Dwyer. That's actually a good one.
Not a
Chris
fucking
Pratt.
Prayer, dude, that I think that.
Yeah. But in real life, he was that dude. He was like a fucking outdoorsman from the Pacific Northwest. Like, so he was just playing a character. I still can't think of a guy who was a young actor who turned into an action star later on that is surprised, that like super surprising.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Nicolas Cage was kind of an odd one to start being.
Well,
a
he's always
star.
Looked 35. That's the problem with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Dylan O'Brien did well in that American Assassin movie, the Mitch Rapp movie that they made. Unfortunately, they didn't pick it up for any more shit, but I thought that one was pretty good. And then what did Taylor Kitsch start out doing? Because he's in a lot of action.
Friday Night Lights.
Too. That's where you guys started.
Yeah, so he was.
But that
was,
one seems obvious, though.
It
right?
was, yeah.
Because he's got the look. He's got.
I knew,
he's got,
he, I knew he would be like that.
He's got. He's really in really good shape, and he's a good actor and all that shit. But he also has kind of a villainy face. I guess I don't know what that
he's
means.
A good looking dude.
If you look at him, it's like, oh, he's probably a bad guy.
I mean,
right?
The new James Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah,
he's going to be great at James Bond. That's,
do you think
that,
so?
That is the absolute best pick.
Pull up a picture of him, Bob, so the audience can see him.
Have you seen the movie Savages?
No.
It's really good. I mean, not that he's an action guy in that. He's kind of the pussy.
But he started out as Kick-Ass.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, Kick-Ass. I think that was his first big one, yeah.
Wow. Have they confirmed this, by the way?
They confirmed the offer.
They confirmed it was offered to him, not that he's accepted it or not.
Why would he decline?
Yeah, you can't do it. Even fucking Gyllenhaal yesterday said he wanted to be Batman. Everybody's realizing, back to your point, that it's over, and they're like, hey, I'll do that one thing that you're never going to get rid of. You're not going to get rid of Bond. You're not going to get rid of Batman. Those will live on forever. You've got to take this fucking role.
Well, did you also...
I didn't even know this guy.
So, you didn't know what guy?
Aaron, what's it?
Taylor Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Kick-Ass first, I think, but...
Yes. He's about to be crazy.
But how old was that movie? That movie was what, 15 years ago?
2010.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a while back, yeah.
Imagine being Kick-Ass, and then all of a sudden, 15 years later, you grow up and you're fucking James Bond.
He played one of the twins in Age of Ultron, I think. as well.
Yes, he plays the one that died. Movie. Yeah.
But the first one where he was like a big part of it. Not that one. Yeah, it probably was Kick-Ass.
He was the Fuck lead man. In Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's probably, yeah, that was 2010. That's probably the best.
Show a picture of him from Kick-Ass, Bob, because he was a little kid, right?
Yeah.
Probably had to be 15?
No.
No. 17? He was probably 22.
How old is he now? He doesn't look that old.
He's 33.
I was going to say. So, yeah, so he's fucking 18 years old, bro. 18 years old. Yeah, look at this. And now he's fucking James Bond. This is a good one right here. Because, yeah, this is fucking a little Chalamet body.
He's a little twink.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... Why do you have a problem with all these guys? They'll problem, pull
a muscle. I don't. Here's the thing. This is a normal 18-year-old.
I know. And you
Chalamet's 30.
I guess you said Chet Holmgren couldn't put on muscle when he was 17.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't look like he's got muscle now. He's fucking how old?
Like 19, 20.
He's going to break his fucking arm tomorrow. Look at that. Oh, TC, you pulling up TC from, yeah, dude. That was a stunner for
twink,
sure.
Twink.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a Chalamet body.
100%. Yeah. And you know what he did? Took a couple cycles of roids. That's what Chalamet should have done.
I don't know. I don't think Cruise was ever, I mean.
Yeah, certain, damn right he did. He did Top Gun after this.
Yeah, certainly.
He was playing with the boys.
Certainly, but I don't know if I ever considered him like to be super muscular or anything, though.
You got to pull up the volleyball scene. I mean, he was shredded in that, dude.
Not compared to the other dudes.
Well,
but he's
look,
also a tiny little
he's
man.
He's tiny. Like, he did whatever the steroids could do to his body, and good for him. He should have.
Speaking of Aaron Taylor Johnson, you know there's a new Fall Guy movie coming out, right?
It's Ryan Gosling.
It's Ryan Gosling.
So I watched the trailer.
It's
the other
Emily
night.
Blunt. It's great. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
And it's an action movie, and it looks fucking great. There was just in South by Southwest here. The reviews have been lights out, and I'm amped to see it. Even my kid, because the trailer was before Dune 2, and even my kid, who's 10, was just like, Dad, I want to go see Fall Guy. And I go, so do I, dude. So do I. Now, Emily Blunt also signed on for a third movie in a row with The Rock. I wouldn't like that as a husband, you know? Three movies in a row with The Rock.
Who's she married to, Jim?
Married to Jim. You know, and then you're hanging out with The Rock for 6 months over and over again.
He's asexual.
No, he's not.
He's absolutely not.
You think
he blew up a marriage?
I haven't seen any of the reviews from The Fall Guy. Does Lee Majors make a cameo? Because he's still alive.
He's fucking old.
He's like 85 or 86.
So
or
I did
like
a Comic-Con with him in 2015 or 16, and he looked really fucking old then, and I was just like, oh, shit. And I was a massive fan. Because The Fall Guy, if you remember in the South, used to rerun on like TBS and all that shit. So like, I used to watch the reruns of that as a child, and gigantic fan of Lee Majors and The Fall Guy. I love The Fall Guy TV show. It's about a stuntman in Hollywood, and it's fun. He's doing shit, and it's fun. And the Ryan Gosling movie looks great. You know, I wanted to chat with him, and they were like, hey, he's not in the best shape right now. And that was back then, so I don't know what he's like now. I'm surprised to hear that he's even alive, to be honest with you.
He was born in 39.
Fuck.
Right around Hitler.
Yeah.
Was alive then, I'm just saying.
Yeah. You think that's Hitler's kid?
Could be.
Is Lee Majors Hitler's kid?
There's a lot of historians agree that Hitler had sex.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Well, that's a weird thing to say, Bob. No. What do you mean?
A lot of historians.
Some people think he was a fucking incel?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think what? I agree. I agree with the consensus that Hitler had sex.
I just can't picture him fucking. I think that's what it is. Or it's going to be doggy, right?
Let me pull up Sora real quick and see if I can get a
boy. That's, you know, that's next, right? That's what everybody's going to do with Sora is type in people fucking other people.
Yeah. Back to the reason we started all this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Go to Twitter and type in Sora and see if there's some new videos. I saw a thumbnail for one of them and it was like a chameleon or some shit. So they're doing like super detailed stuff, but it's still short, right? It's like 30 seconds. Most of them are 30 to 90 seconds.
They're all 30 to 60 seconds. Yeah.
This is there's like an elephant made out of leaves.
Oh my God.
Wow. What the fuck is that, dude? Holy shit. I mean, that's creepy as shit. I love it, but it's creepy as shit. And so all you have to do is type in one sentence and then it'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Damn, it looks great though. Shit. That's fucking horrific and also erotic at the same time. I love it. By the way, we got some breaking news here. They're saying the world is on the brink of World War III.
Sweet.
As Taiwan admits that U.S. troops are now stationed at the Chinese border. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay.
No, but we're not on the brink of World War III.
All right. It says American troops are to be permanently stationed in Taiwan, according to Taipei. A huge move that will likely send tensions with China soaring as President Xi Jinping covets the island there. How big is fucking Taiwan?
Population-wise?
Yeah. Do we really give a fuck about leaving Taiwan?
It's 23.5 million people.
That'd be the third biggest state.
Okay.
Second.
So it's pretty big.
Fourth,
yeah, it'd be under Florida.
All right.
That'd make it fifth then. Because yeah.
Florida's got...
I think it goes
29 million?
California, Texas,
New York,
and then Florida. Yes, it'd be fifth.
Okay, yeah. No, Florida is 22 now, give or take. So this is a little bit bigger than Florida. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. The reason we care about it is because that's where all microprocessors are made currently.
But in a couple years,
like 2 years, when Ohio starts pumping them out, I don't think we'll care about Taiwan anymore.
All right.
So good luck, Taiwan.
Yeah, have fun. What's this video, Bob?
It's another Sora. It's an alien just walking down the street.
Okay. With real people and shit in New York.
Is anybody going to say something?
Wow, dude.
To the guy?
That's New York. You wouldn't say anything.
Biden's borders right here.
It sure is, dude. Look at that guy. Illegal alien just walking down the streets. Holy shit, dude. This is wild.
I mean, a lot of processing is happening there. All that background shit.
But I like the fact that it's blurred out. I wonder if they're doing it because they don't have the rights to other people in the background.
No, I mean, I don't think that's an insert. I think it's generating everything.
Really? Yeah, those aren't real people.
God damn, dude. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, just absolutely fucking incredible to look at. Holy shit. Yeah, the possibilities are endless. I was at a dinner on Friday night in L.A. A bunch of studio people there and all this other shit, and all of them admitted it was over. They were like, look, man, it's just... a matter of time here, and we don't know what our last project is going to be. They also said that Teamster strike is definitely going to happen in June. And they were like, that'll shut down the entertainment industry for another few months. As long as we get to college football season, I don't really give a fuck. After last year going through those strikes, I didn't really miss much. And I don't know that anybody else did either.
I think there's a possibility. I think it's probably going to be 2 weeks from now. If we can get it worked out, trying to get it scheduled so we can record next Friday for this. But those two AI experts in the private sector
are going to pop on.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking great, yeah. Dude.
Trying to get it done in the next 2 weeks.
Cause I would love to ask him about this. Cause right now, like Bob said, they're only pumping out like 30, 60 second clips right now. I want to ask him how far away we are to getting a 90-minute movie.
Oh, they'll know it all. So they not only how AI works generally and the application of AI and all the stuff, the normal questions that people always ask, but like specifically how AI trains itself and how it can create millions of versions of itself to do other functions, right? So you have an AI on a core processor right here, and then it just creates simulated versions of itself all over the place to do other functions, right?
Wow.
It grows like a weed, basically. It's fucking wild.
Exponential growth. We don't fully understand that concept as humans.
Yeah.
I do. when you're talking about it, I understand it. One of the guys that I was with on Friday nights had sold his company to Google, and I was asking him about it. I was like, were you involved in like the AI shit and anything else like that? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, the scary thing is because of how well Microsoft is doing and their stock price is doing, all these other companies like Google and everybody else, Apple is another one that's coming up with their own AI, where they're saying, look, the guardrails are off now for all the other companies because all anybody cares about is how much money they can make and how high the stock price can go.
It's going to get weird.
That's when shit's going to get scary. And I said, well, what's your prediction on the biggest challenges for the future with this? And he goes, the biggest challenge all these companies are going to have, Sora and everybody else who's using this AI, is it because it's sucking in all of this information and people and then creating new people out of it, somebody's going to say in the background of one of these goddamn videos, hey, that's a portion of my face. Mm. Hey, that's my newspaper article that I wrote in 1983. Hey, that's a part of my book.
Prove
and
it.
He goes, the lawsuits that are going to come out of this are going to be insane.
One, you'll never be able to prove it because it's proprietary tech, and you're going to have you would have to subpoena the software itself, the back end of it, and no grand jury is going to give you that capability. No judge is going to give you that capability unless you know for sure, unless there's some evidence.
Well,
to look
is.
Into the background of this. And by the way, all the AI company would do to combat that is add more faces into it. Like, okay, well, you're 1/1 trillionth of that face. So you can get 1/1 trillionth of whatever you're asking for, you fucking dummy.
I agree.
Like, it'll never, the lawsuits may come, but they'll go away pretty quickly.
So I think, and also what he said, he goes, there's already like a few out there. Sarah Silverman, she's one of them, right? Bob, look her up. I think she's one of them that filed a lawsuit regarding AI and them taking some original content from her.
Maybe that'll be something. The thing that I'm curious about, and I can't wait to ask these guys about it, is what happens when these different AIs bump into each other out in the digital sphere somewhere and then realize that there's multiple versions of AI, and then they start to distinguish between AI and people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Huh?
That's going to be Skynet.
I know.
Right? What happens when no one has a job by 2030?
Well, we'll always have a job. We'll farm, right? Like, it'll always be a job to keep yourself alive, unless you go iron lung like Ross wants.
I do not want that.
Yeah, you want to. Somebody made a photo.
No, dude.
It was like a giant hard AF can, yep. Iron lung.
Yep.
I think you'd be fine in
that. I'd be fine in that. Yeah. Just not the real iron lung. What does this say, Bob?
She did file a lawsuit, I guess, against Meta. For copyright infringement, but it hit a stumbling.
For AI?
Yeah, it hit a stumbling block.
What is it? Is it what Dan was saying?
I haven't been able to read it yet. But probably, yeah.
Because it's going to be really fucking difficult, and I think that'll scare a lot of people off. And then, you know, who's going to want to take that case? Knowing you're going up against these big tech companies that don't give a shit.
Here's what it appears to be the thrust of her argument. And this is what the article says. U.S. District Judge Vince Chabria on Monday offered a full-throated denial of one of the author's core theories that Meta's AI system is itself an infringing derivative work made possible only by information extracted from copyrighted material.
Wow.
Prove
dude.
It.
Yeah.
Prove that's where I got it from. Again, you've got to subpoena the software itself, right? And you have to understand how the software operates to do any of that stuff. And no, we can't get judges who understand what a woman is or what guns are, right?
But if you get the right judge, take the guy in New York who said Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe.
Very interesting. I'd be surprised if she was paying for this herself.
The judge told her to fuck off on that one.
Yeah.
He called it nonsensical. So that's the stumbling block, is a couple of her core or her lawsuit's core arguments are dog shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a big thing in jurisprudence. We'll figure this out, or we'll talk about this with those guys in a couple of weeks, because I'm sure they've thought about it too. But the legal process, like how do you even fucking start that lawsuit?
Right? I don't know.
How do you show damages from it?
I don't know.
Or whatever, right? Like, you would have to prove, one, that you're that you have standing, that you're the victim in the case.
Yep.
That's the first thing you got to prove. Then you got to show damages. Right. So, like, if I parrot off your idea and change it 20%, good to go. That's how copyright law works, right?
Yeah.
That's how trademark law works. So it's like, I'm already good to go just by changing it 20%. And you're going to have to you're going to have to convince people that the legal definition of changing something 20% does not include an amalgamation of tens of thousands of different things. That's retarded, right? It's never going to work.
Wild.
So get fucked.
It's fucking wild.
Just it's here.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Fucking figure out a way to monetize it. That's what you should be doing. Not fighting it like some Luddite retard.
I've already I've got a million ideas. I'm actually excited for it.
Oh yeah.
But I mean,
as soon as it can do longer periods of time, every script that we have is getting fed into that.
Every single
idea for a short or an animated thing, everything's getting fed into
it. It'll be fucking awesome, and we can monetize the shit out of it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of monetizing shit, there's two basketball games on tonight.
Who do we got?
Grambling at Montana State. Well, it's not really at, but...
Black College.
Grambling in Montana State. Is Montana State a black college as well?
No.
I don't think so.
Are there any black people in Montana?
No, they're all white.
So we're betting on Grambling then, right?
This is going to be a Disney movie from the 1950s.
You know? Gene Hackman going to show up?
Probably. This is what it feels like, dude.
Bob, I'm Delco, who you got on this one?
Well, so I bet against Howard last night. Howard was an all-black college.
It's Montana State minus 4.5.
I'm going Montana State.
Total 135.5.
Yeah, I'm going Montana State.
You're betting for the Whiteys.
Yeah. Honkies pulled it off last night. Who's the next game?
Next one is Colorado and Boise State.
All right, on mybookie.com.
It's Colorado.
Doubles that first deposit.
Colorado minus 3.5 on that one. And the over-under total points is 143.5.
Who are they playing? Colorado versus who?
Boise State.
I like Colorado.
I don't know. Boise, dude. I always bet on Boise. You know the rules.
That's football.
They've never been in the basketball tourney. I'm in. Let's go, Boise.
There might be a reason they've never been in the basketball tournament.
We'll find out tonight. I'm going to watch that shit and bet on it for sure. For sure.
It's good. It'll be an interesting game because Colorado is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, and Boise State is one of the best three-point defense teams in the country.
Yeah, they are out in Boise. Well, Smurf turf, dude. Hopefully they bring it to the game.
Be better than last night's game.
Oh, man. Well, these games are in Dayton, so they're not. But I think, does Boise State's basketball arena have a blue court?
It does not.
God damn, suck, dude. That would be terrible.
It would be.
The courts they made for the in-season tournament in the NBA are the worst thing I've ever seen. It made it unwatchable. Especially, I think it was the Heat. Weird color, and then the Raptors had a purplish color on theirs or some shit.
Absolutely fucking terrible. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. We got a listener here. Come on up, friends.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, as he comes up,
yeah.
Boise's history in the NCAA tournament, they're 0-8.
That's where they turn it around tonight. Okay? Are you willing to risk it tonight? Come on, man. Come on. Pop on in. Put the mic about an inch from your face here.
Real close.
Yeah. Get in there, dude. Whoa.
Comfortably. Jesus. Sorry.
Holy shit, dude. I know. Almost tore the goddamn thing down. You're a large man.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Tell everybody your name.
Mike McDonald. I'm from Minnesota. Own a security company out there. We do a lot of close protection work. Came out here. Been a fan since... And I think episode 70.
No shit.
I've been following a long time, man.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge fan.
Did you ever guard Prince back in the day when he was alive?
No, not that far, but I know his bodyguard, actually. Shout out to Hucky.
Any cool stories? Did he have any cool stories about Prince?
Yeah, but I can't share them.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I love Prince.
Prince's
my favorite.
Some interesting stuff out there, but...
Do you listen to Ross Patterson Revolution?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why I named it Revolution.
Like, you're like one of my childhood heroes. Like I grew up watching you.
Oh, movies and shit?
Yeah, dude. it's like weird. Like I've protected celebrities, Congress people, everybody. I don't get
starstruck.
Yeah, at all. But when I came in here, I got a little starstruck.
Fuck off, dude.
No, I'm serious.
I just got out of the gym too, and I'm massive.
You're looking good, man.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. But that's why we named that show that. So Prince had just died. I was a huge Prince fan.
Yeah.
And we just threw on Revolution at the end because we thought it was
that's awesome.
Hilarious. But dead serious. Ginormous Prince fan. Love fucking Prince. So like any cool stories when anybody's got the insight on him, I'm like, tell
maybe
me a
off
cool Prince story. Really?
Yeah.
All maybe. Right, cool. Fair maybe. Enough.
I got to make a phone call first. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I've heard nothing but good things.
Oh yeah, no, amazing human being.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah, I've known his personal bodyguard for a couple of years now. He's more on the retired side now.
Sure,
but yeah, nothing but.
That's all I've heard too.
Yeah,
big fan of his. Big fan. And if you would have gone back in the day, I said this a long time ago, and you would have put Prince versus Michael Jackson on who would have been licking kids' assholes, you probably would have said Prince. And then everybody said Prince was unbelievably fucking normal in real life. And then Michael Jackson, we turned out, he was the one who was licking kids' assholes.
Yeah, things got weird there back when it was like the early 2000s.
Yeah. Right? Well, 90s too.
Yeah, 90s too. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you grew up like...
I was born in 92, I think.
Yeah, 92, same. Same here.
Who do you want to give drink bro of the week to?
My wife and my newborn son. He's 7 months old. My wife is going through some medical stuff, but she's a beast. She helps hold down the company, helps me with the kid because I have my own disabilities from the military.
Sure.
So, yeah, nothing but love for them.
That's awesome.
No, they're great. Couldn't do it without them.
Well, cheers, and hopefully they get well soon. What did you bring here? What do you got there?
Oh, it's just muscle up.
Fuck off, dude. Look at you. That's it. Just always working. No days off. No days off.
I'm tired. I haven't slept in like 3 days, so excuse me.
No, it's fine. Did you bring a bottle of booze?
Yep. I got a bottle of Tito's back there if you want to pull.
Shut the fuck up. Are you stringing it straight?
Yeah.
God damn it. I love it.
Well, Minnesota, man. We're Vikings.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be.
I mean, you can't feel anything when you're cold all the time. So,
how long are you in town for?
4 days. So I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday.
Cool.
So I'm coming back, and then I'm a big comedy fan.
Yeah.
So I want to check out Joe Rogan stuff. I heard you guys been doing your own stand-up at Vulcan.
Yeah, so Jared's been down there. He's done a couple shows. Jack's done a couple shows down there.
I'm not familiar with the area. What city is it?
Downtown Austin.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. It's right. It's walking distance from the mothership.
Oh, perfect, because I'm like walking distance from there in my hotel.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so try mothership first, and if you don't get in, head over to Vulcan over there. But it's great. It's become like a comedy mecca over here.
Yeah,
so
that's
everybody's in
exactly
town, and there's like
saying.
Eight clubs, yeah. And everybody
that's crazy.
Comes in town, and then they do all the clubs, and then they bounce. It's
nothing but laughs out here, man.
And you know, trying to
shooting people.
Yeah.
So. Occasionally, great, man. I don't know how life gets better. But.
I know. We appreciate you being here, man. For real,
absolutely.
And then stop in tomorrow. We're recording Ross Patterson Revolution in the morning, and then Drinking Bros Fake News tomorrow.
Oh yeah, a huge fan of that too. By the way. I'm so glad you guys like started including more news into your guys' podcast because you guys do it great.
Oh,
like,
thanks, man.
I get all my news from you guys now.
Well, it's not all real.
Well, I definitely know how to look through
some
filters,
of it is.
Obviously,
yeah.
With what I got to do for work. So
for sure.
Yeah. But I do get a starting point from you guys.
We appreciate it. Well, look, if you're in the Austin area, pop on by, give out Drinking Bro of the Week live on air, or head to drinkingbros.com. Fill out the submission form. It'll get emailed to us right on air. Also, while you're over there, the merch store is open. Bro boxes are available. That's it. That's the boxes coming to your fucking doorstep. Brah. It's got all kinds of cool shit in there. Every month is different. The Goof Juice capes were in there this month. And that was fun with the mask. Had a good time with that and many, many more plans. Sign up for the Bro Box on drinkingbros.com. If you're poor, though, that's fine, too. Just go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.